100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. We have ourselves a weekly challenge. That's where I post the topics, you come up with the stories, gather them up, put them in this podcast, share them back to you. See what others came up with. We got a whole bunch of stories on the topic of sharp. And, by the way, have I mentioned that I got under my weight threshold of 190, even though I'd set my goal at 180? I mean, losing over 80 pounds is like, whoa. And all my other numbers are good. And my doctor said, if you're feeling good, okay. I'm still walking up. Okay, I took a few days off from the treadmill, but I'm back on it and doing my weekend walks to the grocery store, only picking up what I need. I'm being good about that. That's a great way. If all you can carry is what you can carry, then that's good. Although I can still drive. And that's why I got the new car. Duh. But I'm being good about it. Being good, I guess. Okay, so I've got way too much Mrs. Dash on the shelf. Anyway, you're going to have yourselves a potassium attack if you have too much of that. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories on the topic of sharp, and I will see you at the other end of the podcast.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a great week. And here's my story. Someone said, to destroy is always the first step in any creation. So he grabbed his sketchbook and drew. Whatever he drew, he destroyed. The smile on his sister's face for each time she made him look stupid. The ice cream business of his friend who bullied him as a kid. The records his cruel cousin stored alphabetically. And he went on and on. Then he drew New York. He didn't know why. He had nothing against New York. So he drew himself a pair of thick glasses, and he never touched the sketchbook again. New York survived with minor damages. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com for more drabbles and other stories. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. Leiana here for another 100-word story challenge. Up here in Michigan, we are about to get hit with a bomb cyclone. Ever heard of it? Yeah, I tried to read up on it, but my brain is too small to squeeze in the details. Needless to say, we stocked up on water, some food, and crossing all our fingers and toes, the electricity doesn't go out because this house ain't got no fireplace. So, for this week's challenge number 670, Sharp, I have the following story titled Tact. Finding a pink slip in my locker after hand-to-hand combat was a devastating discovery. It was my third year at spy school, and I had been in the top 10 for every class since I enrolled. Year 3 was more advanced, but I was a dedicated student and still scored high, with the exception of interrogations and torture. It was a receiving, not giving kind of class. Yes, I struggled, but I just needed more time to adapt. I have to be resigned to my fate and take the notice. Ow, that's sharp. Oh, now I have a paper cut.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 670 with a prompt of sharp. Here's my story. When the three arrived at Linoleum Amanda's house, she ran inside and grabbed her butterbeer mug. When she came out, it was clear something was wrong.
My parents are both gone. What do we do now?
Roderick laughed.
Why don't you fly?
Bilbert coughed.
What's that supposed to mean?
Roderick folded his arms.
You're as sharp as a tack, aren't you, Bilbert? I know you can fly.
If you want to get to school on time, you're going to have to do it.
Bilbert scowled at Roderick, but went inside the house and used the phone to call his mother. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, Dwayne here, with another 100-word story. This week's prompt was sharp, so here's my story. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. In boot camp, I spent 1 week on chow hall duty. My job was filling milk dispensers with boxes of fresh milk from the huge walk-in refrigerator behind the chow hall. I walked out of the fridge one morning to a female petty officer blocking the door. "Is that the meat locker?" she asked. "Milk locker," I replied. "Are you sure that's not the meat locker?" "Yes." "I was looking for some meat." "Nope." I was smiling and thinking how dumb she must be to not know where the meat locker was.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Left to One's Own Devices. Jack was a sharp-dressed man, but not in the way you would think of a fashionable man about town. True, he was dressed to the nines in his New York suit. What made Jack sharp was the vast assortment of sharp things he had incorporated into said suit. His favorite? A straight razor. Everyone wanted Jack dead, and he was having none of it. Now the universe, a truly funny external agent of fate, had other plans for Jack. Few gangsters have ever been done in by a self-inflicted paper cut. Bled all over that sharp suit. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
You need a carefully selected, exceptionally sharp knife. One capable of slicing through skin and flesh in a single, smooth motion. Then the follow-up of the sharp, acid touch of freshly squeezed lemon juice. So intense. Finally, a liberal application of salt completes the ritual. Then, sit and drink. Best enjoyed with a companion. The perfect tequila slammer. And afterwards, when the bottle is empty, it's time to turn the knife on your companion. Slice them up nicely, then rub copious quantities of leftover lemon and salt into their wounds. It's well worth the hangover in the morning.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of shock. It's called Parenting. When it comes to parenting, I'm a firm believer in the short, sharp shock method for dealing with bad behaviour. When my kids were toddlers, I wired up the high chair to a car battery to dispense the necessary treatment. Then, as tasers and stun guns became more readily available, dishing out discipline became a lot simpler. Of course, for the most serious tantrums, the only solution is alligator clips connected to the mains supply. Works every time. So what if my kids now spend most of the time drooling and rocking back and forth? They're always impeccably behaved. That's it. I'll speak to you all next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
My old Sharp, oldest man in the world, died at the age of, nobody's quite sure. Birth certificates weren't a thing when he was born, which was a very long time ago. We think he might have been 120, maybe 121. There's no way to be certain. It's not like you can hook him up to a polygraph or inject him with a truth serum. Well, we could, but neither would do much good. Because he's dead. Did it really matter? What's it gonna change? We all die in the end, right?
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of Sharp. Thank you very much for being a part of this podcast and this weekly challenge. And I hope you learned something new. You saw a different direction and dipped into people's creativity and think, hey, I can try that myself. Okay, sure. Go for it. Whether here or on another site or on your own site, start another one. I could take a break. Anyway, one a day until the day I die.com. Thank you for being a part of this. The next topic is, well, go to the website. It's up there. And as always, keep it brief.